Be with you.
And also with you.
Blessed is the Lord, for he has heard the voice of our prayer. Therefore our hearts shall dance for joy, and in our songs we will praise our God. Apologies to those of you who missed the beginning of this at 10 o'clock. I was having some technical difficulties. Hopefully those are now resolved. We're going to sing praises to God now. First song, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. So we rejoice in the gift of this new day. So may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. Amen. Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. We say together, Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us, and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse you from your sins and restore you in his image to the praise and glory of his name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the prayer for today, the collect. Gracious Father, you gave up your Son out of love for the world. Lead us to ponder the mysteries of his passion, that we may know eternal peace through the shedding of Christ's blood. Amen. Yeah. Our psalm for today is Psalm 130, and I invite you, if you have the words, to say it with me. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. We're going to sing again another traditional hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
To this earthly part.
The Bible reading for this morning comes from John's Gospel, chapter 11, beginning at verse 17. And it's the story of Jesus and Lazarus. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know. He will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After she'd said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher's here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews had been with Mary in the house comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. And the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odour. He's been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Everything's changed so much in just such a short time. In January, we first heard about a new virus appearing in China. In early February, the first cases were reported in the UK. And a month later, we knew it had been transmitted from them to others. Just over 2 weeks ago, March the 14th, I went to stay with family in the New Forest. 4 days later, 20 people had died. and the government was advising against all non-essential travel. So we came back home. Then schools, then pubs and restaurants were closed. Another 10 days has passed, and yesterday the death toll in the UK had risen to over 1,000. We have to assume that the virus is now everywhere. My wife Ruth definitely has the disease, though her symptoms are fortunately relatively mild, and so I already have it or I will have it soon. People I know have become seriously ill. One person I know has died. It's really hard to know what to say. It all feels overwhelming. When I pray, my mind is full of questions. Why is this happening? Where are you in all of this, Lord? What do you want me to do? And then I pause and realize that I already have the answers to some of those questions. I know where God is. He's with us, and with all those who are suffering, and with those who are dying, and with those who are grieving. And I know what God wants us to do. He wants us to be people of faith and hope and love. He wants us to continue to love and trust Him. And He wants us to love our neighbours as ourselves. In our Bible reading from St. John, we hear Jesus being called to the home of His friends, Martha and Mary and Lazarus. Lazarus has fallen ill, and 4 days before Jesus arrives, Lazarus has died. The story is full of grief and of questions. The first person we hear speak is Martha, mourning because her brother has died. And when she meets Jesus, she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Those words of Martha, really powerful words. "Lord, if you'd been here, you wouldn't have died. So where have you been, Jesus, when I needed you? Why have you let this happen to me?" But alongside the grief and the tears, there is still something else. With the tears, somehow Martha manages to hold on to hope. I know even now, that God will answer. I know my brother will rise again at the last day. I do believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God. And then Martha fetches her sister, and Mary comes full of tears. She is weeping. The people who are with her are weeping. And Jesus joins them in their grief. So for me, the first thing that this story from John tells us is that God is not distant and far off, uncaring and unconcerned up in his heaven. For me, the central point of the story of Jesus, the story we tell each other at Christmas, is that God, who is love, has come among us. God, who is love, knows what it is for your friend to fall ill and die. God, who is love, weeps with the sisters, with Mary and with Martha, because Lazarus was his friend and he loved him. And so I want to say to myself and to you, God, who is love, is always with us, not just in our church buildings and religious ceremonies, though he is there too, but with us when our family members fall ill, or when we fall ill, with us in the hospitals and on the streets. God is with us if we will open ourselves to recognize him and to see him standing among us. And because in Jesus we see what it looks like when God makes his home in a human person, then this Bible story also reminds me of what we can do, of what I can do. We can take our cue from Jesus and embody the love of God for the sake of people who are in need. We can be there. We can listen. We can stand with those who grieve. We can volunteer to help in our community, where help is needed. We can do things that Jesus could never do. We can pick up the phone to check on people we know. we can be present for those who need us, however we can and whenever we can. And the other thing that this story tells me is that there is hope. Lazarus has been taken by death, but God in Jesus refuses to allow death to have the last word. Jesus calls Lazarus by name. He calls Lazarus to come to him. He calls him from death to life. So in our time, as the news headlines tell us that death has taken 1,000 more here in our country, and tens of thousands more elsewhere, let us remember that even when we are the ones who are weeping, even when we are the ones whose friends have died, yet still there is hope. Especially in the hard times and the dark nights, let us hold fast to faith and to hope and to love. This is a time of dramatic change. Yet when everything seems out of control, we can still look for the signs of God's presence. We can still trust that God is faithful. Yes, our church buildings are closed, but Mary and Martha and Lazarus didn't need a building in which to meet God. Neither do we. Jesus came to them where they were. He shared their experience and their emotions. And then he surprised them with a new hope and a new beginning. And he wants to do the same for us. A time of change, but we are still the people of God. We can still pray together, even if at a distance. And we can still serve God in God's will. We can still invite Jesus to be with us. And with him we can learn anew how to love and how to be faithful and how to serve. So in the coming days and weeks, let's do that. Let's invite God once more to stand alongside us. And let us, with him, stand alongside others. And let us play our part in spreading hope, care, and life, and love. The things at this time that the world needs so much. I invite you to join with me in declaring our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, another song, music provided for us by Martin and Jackie Thistleton. There is a Redeemer. Prayers for today have been written for us by Anna Chapman. For obvious reasons, she's not able to be here with me to read them for herself, so I'm going to read them on her behalf. I invite you to pray. Dear Lord, during this difficult time, we pray that you will protect us. We pray that you'll heal the sick and calm their anxieties, as well as the anxieties of their families and friends. We're living through surreal circumstances. And though it may feel like there's little hope for the future, we pray that by your grace, you'll offer comfort and reassurance in your plan for everybody, even if it's hard to see a positive outcome right now. And provide us with the empathy and the love we need to comfort others around us. We pray that during self-isolation and social distancing, we can work on bettering ourselves and bettering our relationship with you, Lord. That we can appreciate the time we get to spend with you and with our loved ones. For those who are lonely or have a difficult home life, we pray that you'll show them your love and show them they're not alone. We pray that they will allow you to carry them through this time of crisis. We thank you for the resilience and strength and courage of our key workers. We pray you will protect them. Thank you for the kindness of those who can and have volunteered. It's amazing to see humanity working together globally in a way we haven't seen before. Pray you'll provide that kind of compassion to everyone, and that it will carry on into the future. Pray for our world leaders, and that you'll provide them with the wisdom and understanding to do what's best for everyone. This pandemic has highlighted the inequalities in our world, and we hope that drastic change will come from this, helping the less fortunate, who may not have the privilege of feeling like taking a few weeks off work is a plausible option. We pray that humanity will become more like you, and help those who are in a less fortunate position, and view them with love and without judgment. Pray for the church. Pray that our various ministries can still carry on, and that your word can still reach people. Thank you for the technology we now have to reach everyone, so we can keep worshipping you as a community and as individuals. Lord, I hope we keep working through you to do what we were called to do and to do what's best for our communities. Pray for the members of our own church that have or have had COVID-19, that they will all make a full recovery. Pray for all those struggling in body, mind or spirit, and that you are there to carry them, Lord. Now for all these prayers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Anna, for those words. And I invite you to join with me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, who called your church to witness that in Christ you were reconciling the world to yourself, help us so to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be reconciled to you. Through him who died for us and rose again, and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. God of compassion, be close to those who are ill, afraid or in isolation. In their loneliness be their consolation. In their anxiety be their hope. In their darkness be their light. Through him who suffered alone upon the cross, but reigns with you in glory, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our final song for today, another well-known hymn, Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy. Everybody who's made this service possible this morning, particularly Thistleton's musicians. I want to thank Siobhan. When I started this broadcast at 11 o'clock, I made a mistake I've made before. Facebook started broadcasting it on my private Facebook page to my family and friends rather than to the church. Thank you, Siobhan, for ringing me up and telling me that that's what's happening. That's why we were a few minutes late starting. Thank you, all of you, for joining us today. A reminder that we continue during the week with morning and evening prayer at 9 o'clock or 6 o'clock. If, as Anna did this morning, thank you, Anna, for your prayers. If you'd like to contribute prayers that I can use morning or evening, please do email them to me, and I'll be very happy to use those. We ask God for his blessing. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly upon you and give you his peace. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much again for joining with us. If you'd like some more worship from St. Timothy's, I invite you to have a look, if you haven't already, at the service that was broadcast at 10 o'clock this morning on the St. Tim's Kids Church page. That's a service particularly appropriate for our younger members, but everybody else might enjoy it as well. Thank you very much for being with us. Just go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.